3, 2, 1. This is the Insiders Podcast.
CBD seems to be all the rage these days. And you've probably heard that CBD can heal or treat all types of ailments from insomnia to pain relief and beyond. Some have concerns about the legitimacy of claims, while others speak about CBD like it's the long-lost miracle drug that can do anything. Well, I do my best to be informed about what CBD can do for me, but I do feel a little bit overwhelmed with all of the information that's out there. I'm no expert, but I'm cautiously optimistic about CBD. And when I have a chance to speak to someone medically qualified to communicate what we actually know about CBD at this point, I don't miss my chance. Today I spoke with Dr. Richa Love and her business partner Shaker Parmar, who have created a line of CBD products called Bloom, or more specifically, Bloom by Dr. Love. Just to be as inclusive as possible for anyone listening who may not know that much about CBD, I asked Dr. Love and Shaker some pretty basic questions to get the conversation rolling. So it's pretty cool. They walk us through what we actually know about the benefits of CBD and beyond. The audio gets a little bit wanky from time to time. This was actually recorded online through Zoom, so I'm not sure if it was them or me, but there's a couple moments where the audio buffers a little bit. So I apologize, but honestly, this interview was way too good not to publish. So if you're curious about CBD, this interview is for you. I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Insiders Podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Michael.
Could you start off by giving us a quick introduction? Who are you guys?
Sure. Well, I'll go first. So I'm Shaker Parmar. I co-founded Harvest Medicine along with Dr. Richa Love here. And we grew that to be one of the more successful cannabis clinic plays in Canada. And from that platform, I was able to join a company called Vivo Cannabis, which is a publicly listed vertically integrated cannabis producer in Canada, and where I served as the chief strategy officer for some time. And then more recently, I left that to pursue some entrepreneurial ambitions in the U.S. So that's what we've been working on now. And I'm sure we'll get into more details on that shortly.
Okay. And Dr. Love?
So I'm Richa Love. I'm a family physician, Canadian trained, and been here in Alberta, actually, my whole life. And I've been in practice about 22 years and got into the, you know, realizing that a lot of day-to-day medicine was really boiling down to three main issues of, you know, mood issues, sleep issues. Came across cannabis medicine actually completely by chance and was blown away by what I learned from it. And so was one of the early joiners on that journey, being involved with Harvest Medicine, with Shaker, and continuing on my cannabis education path. I have a cannabis education platform called CANNU, C-A-N-N-U, which you know, provides cannabis-based education to physicians, healthcare providers, and patients. To understand what it is that they're doing.
Together, you guys have a company. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, you know, when we took a look at what was going on in the CBD space in the U.S., and of course, a very crowded marketplace. But one of the experiences that we gathered and gained through our Harvest Medicine experience here in Canada was that when people approach cannabinoids as medicine, they often need a lot more hand-holding and guidance because it is a novel thing that they're embarking upon.
Confusing.
Yeah, yeah. It can be because there is, in fact, you know, the challenge I always say with cannabinoids and cannabis is that there isn't actually necessarily a lack of information now. If you Google it, there is a wealth of it. But it's actually tough to distill that information down into an absorbable format that is good and is sticky with you and you can actually get something out of. You know, when you can get CBD at a gas station, how do you know what's a good product, what's not a bad product, when to take it, how it functions with your current treatment plans that you might be taking for whatever conditions you have. And people needed this guidance to go from having CBD as a product to really incorporating into their wellness journey. And so Bloom by Dr. Love was created as a program that I kind of liken it to the Jenny Craig of CBD wellness. It wasn't just a product. It was a lifestyle. It was giving you guidance on how to exercise and how to eat right based upon your condition and how to gain mindfulness and sleep better. Because those are the things that really contributed to health and wellness overall based on Dr. Love's experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's patients come in all the time, and on the Canadian side, hundreds of companies, thousands of products, even more on the American side. And it's very confusing to know, how do I take, what do I take, what do I do? And that confusion often just shuts people down. So they say, oh, you know what, forget it, I'm not going to do it. Or they'll try one thing once that their friend gave them. It didn't work. They didn't know what they were taking, and they've now written it off. So, you know, the idea was to bring forward something that's easy to comprehend and take and trustable, so that, you know, people can see what it does for them.
So thus, Bloom by Dr. Love was born. I got a booklet here, and I've embarked on the REST program myself. In it, I read that Bloom by Dr. Love and the REST program was based on two fundamental principles or core beliefs. Can you expand on what they are and why they're important?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first thing is, being a physician trained at, you know, one of the best Canadian medical schools, I've in, you know, one landscape, it's got to be more holistic, more integrated. There's so many other different approaches to health. And, you know, each culture has had a lot of ancient wisdom, and we've sort of dropped that along the way. So health isn't just pop a pill and, you know, I'll call me in 3 months. Health is, you know, you're the participant, you're the main person in your own health journey. So it's to look at a very integrative approach, not just a pill popping.
Okay.
And, you know, second part is that it's different for me than it is for you. We can both have diabetes, but my journey will be very different than yours. And so how do we tailor make it to what each person's whole entire health journey is?
I'm going to ask you a few questions about your program and your book. I'll read verbatim my question I have for you. In your booklet, it says that CBD can potentially provide therapeutic benefits by mimicking your body's endocannabinoids. So for those who don't know, can you explain what are endocannabinoids and what does that sentence, what does that phrase in general mean?
Absolutely. And, you know, first of all, nobody should feel bad for not knowing what it is. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was 7 years ago, having, you know, gone through medical training. And it's not something that was ever taught in medical school or otherwise. Our body actually has an endocannabinoid system. So we're born with it. And that's something perhaps the ancients knew, I don't know, but we've only discovered it in the 90s. And so really, you know, teaching on it has been behind. But the idea is that we produce cannabis-like chemicals inside our body. They're called endocannabinoids. And we're born with receptors inside our body, literally from our head to our toes, with endocannabinoid receptors. So when CBD from outside, which is an exocannabinoid, so it comes from outside, but it's still the same family, comes in, it actually chemically is very similar in structure. So it just goes and binds in that. It's like a lock and key mechanism. And it's like nature gave us a plant right there that was, you know, the answer to so many of our ailments. And that's why CBD does what it does.
Well, why is it, though, with hundreds, arguably thousands of years of medical research, why is it that we're only talking about the endocannabinoid system now?
The first thing to say is, you know, cannabis as medicine is not new. But our understanding of the neurological system of the human body has, of course, continued to evolve pretty substantially throughout the 20th century. And frankly, given sort of the stigma that was associated with, you know, research that looked into cannabis or cannabinoids, it just wasn't really a big priority. So, you know, we didn't have things like the THC molecule being isolated until the 60s. We didn't have the endocannabinoid system being officially discovered till the early 90s by doctors and scientists. And even when that happened, it was still so on the fringe that, you know, I think Dr. Love graduated from med school in...
Oh my God, you're just going to date me.
I know, but I'm saying like, but it was in the
I graduated 90s. At the age of 10 in
sure,
the 90s, okay?
Sure, okay, all right. But in the you know, so I mean, you were 10 years sort of past the discovery of this, and it still really hadn't made the curriculum in med school. And to my understanding, it's barely in the curriculum today, if at all.
No.
And so, you know, people don't know about it. We're not, but the good news is now that we have in various parts of the world a legal cannabis market, and we're starting to see all these great results, there is far more research being done on the topic.
But it's also like a back to basics movement, you know, like we're seeing in all cultures around the world, we're starting to realize, you know, well, yoga's been around for 5,000 years. Why did we not look at that? You know, and meditation. So I find that in all of health, we've had a bit of a back to basics movement. And cannabis is, again, back to basics, because until the 1920s, almost every main pharmaceutical company actually had cannabis in many of their compounds. You know, if you took some medicine for sleep or for headaches or for pain, it probably had cannabis in it. And it's a whole other segue of, you know, why it was political reasons why it was unregulated and you know, put in as a banned substance, but nothing at all to do with medicine. We're really like 100 years later coming back to what we were doing, and then thousands of years later really coming back to what the ancient cultures have been doing all along.
Well, I think one of the things that the ancient cultures really knew that we've really tried to tap in for this program is that health, healing, and well-being aren't disconnected from virtually every aspect of your existence. So you can't choose to be healthy if you get terrible sleep. You can make all the right choices, but that one component could really harm how well you end up doing. And so all these things are interconnected, and I think that's where we certainly seem to have lost some collective wisdom as a society in terms of how to approach health, especially sort of in the latter half of the 20th century. I think we're now, as Dr. Love is saying, kind of finding that groove back to say, you know, what does holistic mean? What does integrative mean? And how do you live a life that is focused on well, as opposed to, do I take a pill that treats one symptom?
All right, I'll ask one more question about the endocannabinoid system, because I think that a lot of people just don't really understand what it is. So assuming that you can treat the system using things like CBD, can you tell me what parts of the body you might be able to focus on with endocannabinoid system treatment?
Well, so the endocannabinoid system is actually your whole body. It's a homeostasis system, which means, homeostasis, long medical word, just means keeping your body in balance.
Okay.
And so it's got, you know, receptors in your brain for brain function. So that's why CBD is, you know, used for people with dementia or memory issues or neurological things. It's got receptors in your muscles. And so, you know, you can use it for lots of chronic pain, receptors, you know, in your bones. And so, again, pain issues, arthritis issues. We really have receptors for the endocannabinoid system called CB1 and CB2 all over your body. And there are different mechanisms for how different your endogenous CBD or the CBD from outside comes in, binds it, and kind of regulates everything. So when I started doing this for the longest time, the thing that amazed me the most is I'd come home at the end of the day and somebody would have told me, you know, I just started taking CBD for this issue, but this other issue got better. And it continuously blew my mind until I thought, you know, like the first little bit, I was thinking, this has got to be a coincidence. This has got to be, you know, like there's an error in here. And then I started really noticing more and more. I started, you know, writing about them. I wrote several articles because, you know, I had this guy that came in for arthritis. And so I put him on CBD, but it actually regulated his whole sugar system. And over a period of a year, he actually came off all diabetes medicines. And I thought, okay, maybe coincidence. You know, then he stopped taking his CBD without telling me. So, you know, I was blind to it. And I'm watching his sugars climb right back up. So I said, what happened? And he confessed, you know what, I started taking the CBD, went back on CBD, same, boom, right back down. So it regulates so many things that I'm humbled by it all the time. I find that it's helped people in areas that I hadn't advised it for, but boom, there's the magic.
I have read your booklet from the REST program that you have, so I feel like I have a pretty good handle on what the endocannabinoid system is. So let's talk about that program for a moment. Should someone enter into that program, what can they expect and what types of things are included in that package?
So we actually have three programs because, you know, we discovered that there were three large buckets that the vast majority of cannabis-oriented therapy seekers were really looking for. One was REST, which is a program you have, which is all about making sure people get healthy, good sleep in a sort of a natural way that doesn't cause the same effects as sleeping pills and everything else that, that you engage in. And of course, as we know, because of the homeostasis element, that sleep is such a huge part of good health and wellness. The other programs we have are one called Balance, and the Balance one is for mood and mood regulation, people who may have anxiety or depression or other challenges of that nature to kind of help them out through that. And the last program we have is relief, which is really meant for people suffering from pain. And so you want to make sure that you have advice being tailored to people's conditions that actually helps them. So, you know, for example, in our relief program, the exercise we recommend is all sort of low impact, right? Whether it's something you do inside a swimming pool or something along those lines. And that's a bit of a different advice than we're going to give you in the balance book, where we encourage you to get a lot of aerobic activity because that's healthy for mental health. And so, you know, we have to have these sort of bespoke solutions, these tailored solutions that Dr. Love was talking about before, because you can't just simply say take CBD and everything else is going to be okay. You kind of have to work in your own health. And that's what this programmatic element was all about.
Okay. Well, treatment with CBD obviously is a big part of these programs. And talking about the REST program that I'm familiar with, you mentioned something called the rule of thirds, which I think goes well with what you said. So it's not only about taking CBD, it's about engaging in other things. Can you explain a little bit about your concept of the rule of thirds?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd say over the first sort of 20 years in practice, my experience was people would come in and say, I have this issue, please give me a pill. But I started to feel like every time you're looking at a health issue, a condition, or, you know, wellness-based issue, it really falls down into three main components. So the first is physical for the self. It's the golden kind of three principles in that first bit, which is you got to look after your diet. You've got to have appropriate exercise for that condition. And you've got to regulate your sleep again, right? So those diet, sleep, exercise are a big part of that physical ailment. And you have to address it, right? The onus is on you. No doctor can give you a pill to regulate that. The second part of it is mental. Think of it as like not necessarily counseling, but it's getting that aspect of your life under control. So a lot of times it's your external environment may need to change, or you change your attitude towards it, counseling, talking to friends and family, making that space in your life for it. And again, a lot of that onus is in yourself. And only a third of it is actually external. Okay, so that's the part where you can either do pills or pharmaceuticals or CBD, and that's something from outside. So, you know, of course, a natural plant comes inside and helps you regulate that. So when I talk to people, I say, you know what, a third of this is 100% on you. A third of this is external, and we'll talk about what, you know, what's the best thing for you, CBD or pharmaceuticals. And a third of this, the mental part, is a combo. You've got people, resources from outside and internal mental resources, and we do. But you can't, everything comes together as a third, a third, a third, because that's what makes the whole complete picture of a person, the holistic approach.
Okay. And in the REST program, I can't speak for the other two, but my assumption is they're probably similar. You guys recommend 60 days. Why is that duration of time important?
Yeah, the 60-day thing is really based on the clinical experiences that Dr. Love had, is that with something like CBD, I think a lot of people have an expectation that it's like, you know, I take one pill and my problems are solved forever. But for something like CBD, it takes a while to build up in your system. You're usually trying to tackle chronic long-term issues, and that requires a bit of a long-term timeline and being able to address them adequately. So with Dr. Love's clinical experience, one of the things she noticed is that in our approach that she used to take is that you would titrate people up to an appropriate dosage that would work for them. But invariably, that titration period of increasing their dosage would take 4 to 6 weeks for them to get to the appropriate dosage anyway. And what we try to do in the U.S. is, you know, we're one of the few companies that is, quote unquote, offering a truly therapeutic dose, which is like, you know, your program, for example, is 110 milligrams of CBD per day. Mm-hmm. And that is substantially more CBD per day than the vast majority of users are able to get because of a cost issue and other things. That's something we're trying to address. But the 60 days is really, that's how long it takes for people's lifestyle changes, as well as the products that they're taking, to make such a significant impact in their life that when they look back to 60 days ago, they noticed a marked difference.
Can there be such a thing as taking too much CBD if you have a package for a patient and they're going through your program? How do you know what the right dose is from case to case?
Yeah, so I'll quickly jump in on this one and I'll let Dr. Love speak to it. But, you know, research has indicated that human beings are very, very good at tolerating upwards of 1,500 milligrams of CBD per day before Wow. there's any adverse effects. The vast majority of the research that you see both on animals and in humans typically deals with CBD doses between 200 and 300 milligrams, if not slightly north of that. So our dosage is still lower than what that those levels are, and of course, substantially lower than the 1500 milligrams. So unless you consumed an entire bottle of one of the things you got, you're going to be okay. And even the adverse effects of 1500 milligrams are, some people get a headache, some people feel slightly nauseated. It's not a life-threatening issue by any stretch of the imagination.
Can't die from it.
But you know, I think for the most part, we got to your question, how do you know what's the appropriate usage? When we tailor a program where we think we're delivering a true therapeutic level of dosage to the patient. And it's too bad that, you know, for the most part in the Canadian market to date, we haven't been able to see somebody offer this kind of value to people, even though they need it. I mean, most people in the early days, you know, used to use the CanTrust CBD oil, which is $90 for, you know, the I think 100 milliliters, 90 milliliters, yeah, or it was. But basically worked out to, like, you know, you're spending $10 a day on like a 20 milligram dose. And that was really, really expensive. And so, you know, for example, the program you have for our U.S. customers is 110 milligrams for about $5 a day, yeah, which is an exceptional value. What we're trying to work on now and what we're excited about is be able to bring this programmatic approach in a Health Canada appropriate, compliant way to Canada. So that's actually our focus for the next quarter here and the quarter after that, is to bring this program to Dr. Love's patients who are all in Canada and who are looking for a solution of this nature.
Which is, you know, sort of where the idea started, with just, you know, at about my 20,000 patient mark, I started saying, you know, I'm finding more and more that instead of being able to give a dose to patients, I'm saying, do a budget. How much can you afford to do per day? Because I want them to take higher doses of CBD, but it's so expensive in Canada that I'm like, you know, can you afford to do $10, $15? And I tell them my story of, you know, when I had a flare up of my arthritis, I was walking with a cane, I wanted to get rid of the cane and a lot of the pills. So I made a budget and I was spending, you know, like $25, $30 a day for my CBD. It's crazy. But, you know, for me, it was career threatening, right? My career was over unless I did something. But you can't do that. And it's not sustainable for anybody for long term. So my thing, you know, was like, Shekhar, can we come up with a thing where A, people don't have to be measuring things all day and, you know, milliliters and how much drop did I take? It's sort of like, here's a pill, take it. And then can we make it affordable, right? So that we can say, look, this is common man can have it. I shouldn't have to talk to my patients about their budget and say, how much CBD can you afford to take for your condition? And for a lot of the neurological or pain conditions, you need higher doses. So the idea was to bring something that's easy to use and affordable so that people can intake that CBD for a prolonged period of time. Because the other thing, you know, around the 60 day and other things is, it's a whole change in thinking. Western medicine is mostly based on the Band-Aid approach. You've got a symptom, I've got a Band-Aid for it, okay? But we're not hitting anything at the root cause. We're not healing from the root cause of it. So we just keep doing Band-Aids and Band-Aids, and the Band-Aids only get, you know, more and more and more over time. Well, CBD is the exact opposite. It actually hits the problem at the root cause. And so people often find that over time, you're taking lesser and lesser because your own body's endocannabinoid system is getting regulated. So when I tell people to take CBD, it's not a Band-Aid. You're not going to take it. It's not like your Advil, you'll feel better right away. It's like a vitamin. You got to take it for a period of time. It builds in and you see the benefits. So the longer you are on it, the more you take, the better the benefits. So the idea behind the program was to make it so that, you know, the common man can afford to take it for a longer period of time and higher doses, which is where the magic of CBD happens.
Again, Michael, just comes down to that clinical experience that Dr. Love has. And very, very few physicians in the world have seen over 20,000 patients. And one of the things that experience really, really drove home for Dr. Love was that, look, you know, there is kind of this Goldilocks zone where there is the right amount of CBD for the most people. Like, yes, research studies are looking at 300 milligrams, but that may not be what's needed for most people. But in her experience, that 90, 100, 110, that was kind of the right zone for the vast majority of people to obtain what we would say is a therapeutic benefit without having to kind of go to that 300 plus milligram a day mark. And you know, trying to, again, keep it affordable. I mean, if it was up to us, you know, we'd love to see CBD in the water supply and just be free, because I think everybody would benefit from it.
I see that all the time. Well, I just want to put it in the water.
And you know, we're both on the program ourselves. We're big believers in it. And I have to tell you, and I hope this is what you'll notice when you're on it as well, genuinely, is that the two biggest benefits you're going to get is you're going to feel way less just general anxiety in your life as you go past, and you're going to sleep a heck of a lot better. And just those two things alone are easily worth $5 a day to me.
So. Oh, yeah.
And long-term health benefits, right? Yeah. Like when I look at the research on what sleep and feeling balanced does for your cancer risk, your heart disease risk, and all of these things, it's mind-blowing. It just becomes like a no-brainer. You know, I started telling my patients several years ago that, you know, we're all going to be on CBD in 5 years' time. You know, I think it's just one of those things where it's not snake oil. It's not going to fix everything, but at a modest amount, it has only benefits.
And that's where I'm excited about sort of being able to bring this to Canada now, is because in Canada, the market conditions are finally appearing to be right where we can obtain input materials at a price that we can bring this kind of product to market at an affordable level. That's really what we're chasing now.
Previously, earlier, you had said that in particular in the US, there are a lot of CBD products out there. And I think that for people who are dipping their toes in the CBD waters, there's a concern that they don't know how it's being sourced, what the quality is, that sort of thing. Can you speak to CBD that you guys provide, talk about where it's sourced, the standards that you guys have, any assurances that you have for patients?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, on the in the U.S. side of our operations, everything is U.S. grown. So our hemp that our CBD is derived from is actually grown in Utah. It's processed in Utah, and it's from an organic source, and everything that we do is third-party tested. So both tested by the manufacturer, tested by us, and tested by a third party. So there's three levels of tests that happen to ensure that what's being listed as the appropriate doses on everything is accurate, as well as that it's being sourced from the right spots, and there's no things like pesticides or residues or any kind of byproducts. Part of the undertaking that we took when we launched this was to really be careful about the products that we did formulate and where they came from, and sort of the belief behind our partner manufacturers who help us make the product.
Where can people get your products? Are these readily available in Canada, or are they primarily in the U.S. at the moment?
Yes, they're only available in the U.S. currently, but we're really hoping that by January or February 2021, that these products will be available in Canada as well in both the medical and adult use segments. So we've certainly, you know, it's been heartwarming, to be fair. As we did some of the social media stuff for Bloom in the U.S., we had a lot of interest from Canadian companies who saw the value and benefit of the approach we were bringing to market and wanted to bring something like this to Canada. So we've had some very, very good discussions over the last few months and are quite excited about being able to bring this to people here, because I think the Canadian market is really starved for a value CBD product. The focus of that product is to genuinely make people's lives better, not to just sell you a product. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I think we hope comes across when you look at the pricing, the way we've approached it, and when you look at what's happening in the U.S. with all of that, it's all over the map. And certainly our belief, its very core, is that people should have easy access, and something like this should be easy to incorporate into your life, which is why, as Dr. Love was mentioning, we don't have any tinctures, no droppers to view and bad tasting oil in your mouth. They're all pills. And the goal there is to join, that pill should join your multivitamin, your dosette, as something you're doing every day.
In the meantime, if we want to find out more about you guys and your programs, and maybe learn a bit about the endocannabinoid system, read some of the research and the writing that you guys have done, how do we find you?
Yeah, so you can visit us on the web at bloombydrlove.com. You can also check out canu.ca, which is the education platform that Dr. Love has. And also on all the social media, Dr. Love has been really, really good recently at posting a lot of current topical information about CBD and things like the coronavirus and COVID, and just probably providing great health and wellness tips to people who are interested. So I think that's probably the best way, and stay tuned because it's coming here in a hurry.
Any final thoughts? Anything we missed?
No, I mean, I'm really actually genuinely, aside from the interview here, I'm actually very excited to see how you do in the program. I'm excited to see your progress. I think you'll really like it, man.
Cool. I'll report back to you, let you know. Thank you so much for doing this, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, shout out to Dr. Rita Love and Shekhar Parmar for taking the time to answer my questions about CBD. To find out more about them, check out bloombydrlove.com, or as they mentioned, Dr. Love has published another website with lots of information called canu.ca. That's CANNU.ca. And if you enjoyed this interview, you can find out more about my work by Googling Insiders Podcast, which streams on just about every podcast app in the known universe. And you can also find out more about me and what I do at distinctmedia.ca. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the Insiders Podcast. We do our very best to be as accurate as possible, but take no responsibility for inaccurate details or facts. If a topic interests you, we're happy to have brought it to your attention, but please take the time to research the details for yourself. To find out more about Insiders Podcast and all of the work that we do, check out distinctmedia.ca.